top of the hill that exists along the roof on Love on the volume with my radio. Radio is my bomb. A thousand broadcasts. The voice of the voices and the roots of the grass are spreading fast, breaking the media blockade, clearing the radio for each locality, building community and resistance. Exactly, people, don't real news, giving your identity and political freedom, change information, losing ideas, cultural letters and expressions. This is a new big, big movement. Radio is my bomb. A thousand broadcasts. Boom! Hearing this music, after the masses, right our spaces collectively. It's a kick in the face to hierarchy. The only commercial you may hear. What an announcing revolution here. There's a movement of electronic illuminance coming at you to free the airways. Threatening the FCC and a corporate establishment. Powers of the insurgent radio shockwaves. Bright explosion radio is my fault.
Freak Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org, Operation Ear Infection Show. It's getting a little wet out there. Bring an umbrella. Supposed to storm all day.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. Suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Santa Cruz units, code 4, San Lorenzo Park at the footbridge. You can resume normal traffic on Santa Cruz Blue.
Propose a resolution that the historian should speak out against the war in Vietnam. Well, there's kind of shock. We're historians. We're supposed to be here to...
Armed. federal marshals and FCC agents raided the studio of Free Radio Santa Cruz.
It was Wednesday, September 29th. I was in the studio, the usual morning programming. I put it on, the news reports we have in the morning. We have Independent Native News, Workers Independent News Service, and Truth Out Overview with William Rivers Pitt. And then we have Democracy Now! From 8 to 9, and after that was Alternative Radio with Howard Zinn. I put all that morning show, morning programming on, and I exited the studio about 8:30, locked it, and was rounding the corner to head to my vehicle, and I saw a number of undercover police officers with plastic handcuffs and just kind of milling around, parking their cars. I felt a little nervous, but it was around the corner from the studio, so I wasn't sure if it was for us. And then I saw them pull into the neighboring apartment complex in an undercover police car, and I got the feeling they're surrounding the house. At this point, I was driving off. I made a slow U-turn, swung back around. They were staring at me really hard the whole time. And then I saw a bunch of, probably about at least a dozen U.S. federal police, is what it said on the back, police, federal marshals, round the corner and began marching towards the house. So instantly when they rounded the corner, I knew it was a raid. I was, of course, very shaken up by it. I saw them approach the house and begin surrounding it and start to move in. And I just, all I could do at that point was go to a payphone and call as many people as I could. And they, of course, were on the phone with the media. Other people sent out emails and made phone calls. And about 100 people came down to the studio to support us.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed, unregulated, under siege. Under siege.
Free Radio, Chaos Radio Collective, whatever you want to call it. We now have the technology. The airwaves really belong to us.
We're supposed to be here to...
Violation of FCC statutes.
The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
And rules and regulations.
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Operating a radio station without license.
It's just a sad day for free speech today when they have to come and do this. And it's interesting they're doing it right before the election, too.
We have seized only property.
Defendant is the equipment.
Defendant is the equipment. The equipment is under arrest.
This is not a criminal action against people.
And I looked down. I was about to get in the shower. I was in my bathrobe. And I looked down from the top of the stairs and I saw uniformed officials with guns drawn, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know why they would be there.
It is a civil and rem action against property.
We object to the use of federal resources and attention during a time when we're supposedly in orange alert and at war and threatened by foreign powers, that they have the resources to send this many people to a town like Santa Cruz to shut down a radio station.
A record player! Oh my God!
Be free, and so should radio.
This is
is independent radio in a democracy.